Hello, this is Gideon Rothstein, here with Perek Dalet of Sefer Micha, chapter 4 of the book of Micha in the OU's Nachyomi project. And this is a chapter that we can sit back and relax a little bit because it's a chapter of Nechama. As the Radak notes, it's very similar, parts of it are very similar to a chapter, the second chapter of Yeshayahu, which is perhaps the more famous version of it, but this is a version that's very important and worth understanding. Amen. That at the end of days it will be that the Har Beit Hashem, the mountain of the house of the Lord, meaning Har Havayit, meaning the Beit HaMikdash, so the Radak says this is what's going to happen in Yimot HaMashiach. In Acharit HaYamim, right, it says here Acharit HaYamim. Acharit HaYamim here, the Radak thinks, means Yimot HaMashiach. And then Yeshaya says a similar thing, and they're all going to gather together to Har Havayit, to the Beit HaMikdash, to there, and they're all going to the Radak says, they will respect it and honor it, and they will come there to serve Hashem more than all the other mountains and all the other places that they used to. So there's a prediction here, and this is a prediction that people, I meet many Orthodox Jews who don't fully A, understand it, and I think B, believe it. That the prediction in Nevi'im is not that the non-Jews will be wiped out from the world, nor that they will just keep going their way and we will come to have Mashiach in our time and then we'll celebrate Mashiach, we'll enjoy Mashiach, and that'll be the end of the story. The prediction is that the non-Jews of the world will come to recognize the truth of Hashem and they will turn and serve Hashem. It's not also another option you can hear Jews talk about is that it's like they won't matter to history whatsoever. That's also incorrect. The prediction is they will come there and they will serve there. Pasuk Bet Valchu Goyim Rabim Amru Lechuvin Aleil Beit Hashem El Har Hashem El Beit Elokei Yaakov Yireinu Midirachav El Chabe Orchotav Ki Mitzion Teitei Torah Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. So the prediction is that they're going to say, "We'll go to, let's go to Har Beit Hashem." They'll say, "Let's go up to the Har Hashem, to the house of Elokei Yaakov, to the house of this God of God, not this God of God." And he will, and let them teach us of his ways, right? We'll learn the ways of God, and we'll go in God's paths, and Torah will come out from Tzion, and Dvar Hashem, Yerushalayim, and the word of Hashem from Yerushalayim. So this is very similar to Yeshayahu. And the point then is, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah, not only to the Jews, is that the non-Jews will want to know Torah, so people then think, oh, Torah, they'll convert to Judaism. But that's not what's being spoken about here either. It is that they will be non-Jews, but these non-Jews will then serve Hashem and will be looking for the right way to serve Hashem. And there are answers to how you serve Hashem as a non-Jew, just like there are answers to how do you serve Hashem as a Jew. And that is what is being pointed out as predicted as what will happen. This Radak assumes about talking about Melech HaMashiach, right? That he will judge many nations. They will come to him. Rashi thinks V'shafat means Lashon Tochacha, admonishment. He'll tell them, he'll rebuke them, he'll admonish them, or that Hashem will do it when they come to see him. But the Radak thinks it means that the Melech HaMashiach, the leader of what we would call the state of Israel at that time, at this time when all this happens, Yimon HaMashiach, B'mheira V'yameinu, we would long to see it, he will tell them the right way to live. And if they have debates and disputes among each other, then they'll come to him and he'll solve their disputes for them and they'll follow him. It'll be, so it's an interesting thing because we, the creation of the United Nations was done for this kind of a purpose, that when nations would have disputes with each other, they would have a place to go to sort of resolve them without having to turn to violence. That has certainly not happened, as we see violence all over the place in our time. But that was the idea. So that's the idea that's being said here is exactly going to happen, except that it won't be the United Nations, some group of nations agreeing together. It will be that they will be, it's not that they'll be United Nations making decisions, that they will come to Mashiach and they will trust him, nations from far away. And they'll be able to beat their short swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. They won't need war anymore. They won't carry swords against each other anymore. And they will all live under their grapevine or fig tree, and nobody will bother them. Because Hashem has spoken. And this is a reference probably to what's occurring now, meaning in the future, they're all going to follow Mashiach, they're going to accept Mashiach's word about what's going on, but at this point, they're still following their own gods, and yet we are going to stay steadfast to the true God forever. That's the way the Radak understands it. And then, so part of what Mashiach is going to do is going to bring them back to an understanding, and the Radak thing is going to be after Melchemet Gog Magog. So his understanding is there'll be this terrible cataclysmic war, and after that terrible cataclysmic war, the nations will come to accept the Mashiach's perspective, Mashiach's point of view, that God is the one to worship, and they will submit themselves to him and his judgment. Now that doesn't mean he'll rule them. It's not a prediction of world rule for Mashiach. It's a prediction of a recognition by the nations of the world of his greater wisdom and a willingness to be guided by that greater wisdom in terms of how to conduct themselves. It's still fairly utopian in terms of its vision, this is what we would think, in terms of our expectations of what people would be willing to do, but that is the prediction. Okay, so that's what's going on in these psukim, and I think they're revelatory. I will just point out that Rashi doesn't quite fully agree with that. The last piece of it, Yahu ish b'shem Elohav, Rashi says, Yahu la avadon al shavdu akum. Because, so Rashi seems to think that they will get punished or destroyed, or at least some segment of them will get destroyed for having worshipped idols, and they won't be part of the continuing future. But that's not, I think, the simplest reading of the psukim, is they'll turn to Mashiach for guidance. So Rashi thinks that Rashi reads it as that he'll admonish them for what they did wrong, and then they will be punished for what they did wrong. So Pasuk Vav, Bayom Ahunu, Mashem Usvah Tzoveav, Anidacha Akabetza, Mashiach HaReot. On that day, says Hashem, I will gather in the limping ones and the people who have been, the remnants who have been strewn throughout the world, to whom I did bad. So Vashem Ariota could have been taken to mean to whom I did bad by punishing them so harshly. And Hashem is just saying that having punished them so much, I will then gather them in. But the Gemara in Sukkah and the Gemara in Brachot sees this as a reference to the Yetzer Hara, to the evil inclination, and it sees it as a recognition by Hashem that Hashem did us wrong in some way by giving us the evil inclination. Gemara took us straight out. There are four things that Hashem regrets having created: galut, exile, the Babylonians, the Yishmaelim, and the evil inclination. And then it has our pasuk to say for the evil inclination. And Rabbi Yochanan, it says, if not for three psukim that talk about us as being not fully able to resist that evil inclination, who knows what would have happened, who knows what kind of punishment we would have gotten, and this is one of those psukim. And the Gemara in Brachot on Laman Aleph and Bet says that Eliyahu, the prophet, spoke harshly to Hashem, and Hashem eventually agreed with him about some of it. So what did he say? Vatahe sibot et libam archoni, you turn their hearts away. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak says, how do you know that Hashem agreed with Eliyahu eventually? Because of our pasuk v'asher harayoti. So these memorot of Chazal seem to be saying that there's some recognition in this pasuk, although the recognition will only come to its fullest fruition once we return from exile, once Hashem is already bringing us back, but some recognition that much as we are required to struggle against our evil inclinations, Hashem will come at some point to say the challenge was perhaps greater than they were able to bear in some way, and therefore there will be at some point an understanding of our limitations and some kind of forgiveness above and beyond what we might theoretically deserve by strict justice. Pasuk Zayin v'samti tzolei alish erit, Hashem will turn them into a remnant. V'hanahala'a, the Radak thinks nahala'a is a word that is similar to nidacha. It means those who were cast away far away, and it comes from the word hala from beyond. L'koyat tzum will turn them into a great nation. V'alach Hashem alahem v'har tzion me'atav v'adolam, and then Hashem will rule over us in Har Tzion forever. So that's the end of a section, and now we turn to other aspects of this future redemption being predicted. Pasuk Ched ve'atam migdal eder ofel batzion adecha teite uva hamemshala harishona memlecha dva Yerushalayim. So you, migdal eder, so the English in front of me thinks that migdal eder means a place near Beit Lechem, but Radak thinks it's talking about the migdal David, which I think would be in Ir David, and it's talking about migdal eder because it's the migdal that gathers in the eder, and the Jewish people are the eder. And then Ofel Bat Zion, and Zion is Yerushalayim, is the place they're all going to gather together. So it's saying, and you this tower, to you they're going to come. Meaning all these gathering in, all these ingathering exile are going to come, and there will be a return of the original Memshalah, the original rule, meaning a return to the Davidic rule. This is, by the way, one of the 13 principles of faith according to the Rambam, the belief in the return to a Davidic rule. The Rambam usually seems to include the belief that it will become from through the line of Shlomo HaMelech as one of the Ikarim, but suddenly we're talking about a prediction of a return to the rule of the Davidic line in Yerushalayim. Ata lama tarei rea hamelach ein bachim yotzech avad ki hechzikech chil kayo leida. So this is a return now to talking to the people of Micha's time. And so there's two ways of reading it. Rashi thinks it's just a bemoaning, meaning knowing that there's such good out there. It's just a bemoaning. Just a, why is it that you're rebelling against it? Why are you doing evil and bad and turning to, if you don't have a king, right? Don't you have a king and don't you have advisors? So why are you turning to other people, meaning Mitzrayim or Ashur? The Radak thinks it's not a bemoaning of what's going on in terms of that, but it's why are you moaning, Jewish people? Why are you so upset about the upcoming exile? So he's taking for granted there is an upcoming exile, but why are you so upset about it when you know that you have Hashem with you, you have a king who's going to take care of you, and you have this prediction of a future salvation and redemption? So why is it that you're upset? Chuli vagochi batzion kayoleda, ki atatiti mikriya veshachant basadeh uvat ad bavel shamti nateli shem yigalech Hashem mikaf oyevayich. So chuli vagochi is to be upset, right? L'shem chal chala. So you know, have miscarriage or be upset, and according to Rashi, you magochi is to bend down on your belly, and you're going to go out, meaning because the exile is coming. So you can do all this stuff, but there's nothing you're going to do about that because of your sins. You're going to go into exile. So, but take with you when you do, remember that you're going to be redeemed. So you're going to come to Bavel in your exile, but there you will be saved. There Hashem will redeem you from the hands of your enemies. V'atane esfu elayech alayech koyim rabim orim tech enaf metachas b'tzion einenu. And then, in the times of the Mashiach is the way the Radak reads it, right? We're switching now to the times of the Mashiach. At that time, they're going to gather against you, and they're going to say to themselves, so Rashi thinks about talking about right now, but anyway, they're saying, let's look upon Zion with a longing eye, meaning they're planning to take it over, they're planning to conquer it, take it for themselves. V'heima lo yadu machshevot Hashem, and they don't understand why Hashem is gathering them there. And so Rashi says, because they don't understand this, that's why in the future they're going to be gathered to the Valley of Yehoshaphat to be judged there and to be punished there for what they're doing. They don't understand what Hashem wanted. Now, when he gathers them together, it's like gathering grain to a threshing floor, meaning the grain is about to be broken up, but it thinks that it's all gathered together. They think they're going to conquer Yerushalayim. So, ki karneich asim barzel v'hasotayich asim nechusha v'adikot amim rabim v'archamti l'Hashem bitam v'chilam ladon kol aretz. So arise and thresh, because Hashem is saying that in the future we're going to have the ability to beat all of these peoples and to show them the error of their ways and show them that they need to submit and join in the group that will recognize Melech HaMashiach's greater power and insight and understanding of the way to live. So that's what Hashem is telling to do. Atatit kodudivat gedun matzor samaleinu bashevet yakwal alechi eit shofet Yisrael. Atatit kodudivat gedun. Now you're all upset. I'm sorry. Radak thinks it is at that time as well. When all these troops come against you, you're gonna have to go into the army and you're gonna have problems. The Radak isn't clear. I think the Radak thinks that we're talking about this time, that now, right, you're going to have to be titko didi. You're going to have to be upset about all of the punishments that are coming to you, and it's going to come to you because of the way you have mistreated your judges, HFA Yisrael. So the question is, why would we end with this note about it? So I think that the way to read it could be that the people who are being punished are the Shoftim and the Gdolim, and that it comes at the end because the thing that we're going to be longing for is not just a return physically to the land or a return to having good crops in the land, right? It's not only living under our own fig trees and our own date trees. That's true. That's what's going to provide. But the way it's going to provide is by a return to a Melech Mashiach who will be so righteous and so just and so well recognized to come to true advice and true counsel about what should happen. So that might be the point here as well, that the exile that's happening now is because they didn't develop such leaders, and there are those who claim that we always get the leaders that we deserve. It's not just whether there are leaders. People sometimes bemoan, oh, there's no leadership. But often the only leadership that can arise is the leadership that we're ready for. So it's, are we ready to follow those who tell us the truth and those who tell us the right way to act? So that would then explain what's going on in this last sentence. What it's saying is the punishment is coming to those who refused to accept leadership of that way or refused to be leaders of that way, and then refused to be leaders of that way, and that in the future time, when Mashiach comes, not only will we have to recognize that Hashem Mashiach is right and true in telling us the truth, but the non-Jewish nations will realize it as well, and that will be an important piece of the puzzle of redemption, that it will wipe out this set of sins that we have. We can always, as always, long for that time. Have a great day.